oven, I think you call it. Anyway, you put a lid on top of it. You put them in this container, and you put an iron lid on top of it. And you put it over some coals, and you put some coals on top of that lid, and then potatoes are baked in there. I see Mama bake potatoes. I don't think I ever do.
What about utensils?
Well, back when I was growing up, people really thought that a iron, cooking iron fries, cooking an iron pot. Now they had aluminum boilers and all that. And we had the aluminum bread pans that we put in the oven to bake our bread in. That's about it.
What kind of bread did you make?
Cornbread and biscuit. And Mama used to make what we call light bread.
How do you make that?
You have to put yeast in it, and then you make it up. I seen Mama put it in her boil or something. She was gonna make it rise in, and put a cloth over it, and sit it on the top of the back porch, where it'd be good and warm. The sun from the porch and it'd rise up. Well, you have to work it again. But now sometime Mama would bury her bread, the container was in the meal bin. We'd just go carry corn to the mill, and they would grind it and bring it back in just big huge sacks full, not a little 10-pound bag of meal like we get now, and put it in a bin, and Mama would sometimes set her boiler down in that and bury it in that, and it would get warm and rise first time. And then when you rise it the last time, you just make it out in the loaves. Maybe you want it in loaves, and then you cut them loaves with a sharp knife when it's cooked.
How did you keep your knife sharp?
They have emery wheels, grinding stones, I think we call them back then, that you could sharpen knives on.
Did you ever remember getting hit with a razor strap? My mother used to get that all the time.
I don't think we did. We got the switch, or a paddling with our hands. But I remember getting switches from Mama. I don't remember. I guess maybe Papa half whooped me, but I don't remember Papa ever whooping me. Because he could just scold us, and that was it. I just about soon had a whooping. Mama was always, do this and do that, and if you don't go do it right now, give you a pop or either. If you get to fussing and kind of fighting the children, call them in and give them all switching with a switch. If one says a bad word, which now that they don't, people don't care for that. But Mama heard us children saying bad words to each other. Like, you old fool, you little idiot, something like that. Boy, you got tore up. And you got whooped by Mama, and then when she told Papa, Papa, you better not let us share that anymore. And we knew not to let her hear it. We knew to say things like that when we was out where they couldn't hear.
Did you ever have any pets?
Yes, we always kept a dog. And we had cats.
Didn't the dogs and the cats ever fight?
No. Where they're raised up together, they love each other. They'll eat out of the same pan, and you'll see them laying out in the sun, and the cat scrunched up right next to the dog. Where they're raised together, they don't fight.
What kind of dogs did you have?
Well, we've had fast dogs, and I remember old Robo, a big old hound dog that the boys used to love. They could go squirrel hunting and possum hunting with him. And I remember them. And then when Bonnie's mother was coming up, she always had pet dogs. It's usually a small dog, a feist, a little beagle hound, something like that. Not a big old dog.
Are those feist dogs little yapping ones? Did you have horses? How did you get around?